This week I had occasion to be out of Ottawa in other cities, and when I left, it really looked like it was still fairly like winter around here. You know, not a lot of buds, nothing much happening really. And when I came back, the city had been transformed. I thought I must be on the wrong street. My street, which previously had been completely bare, all of a sudden not only had the magnolia trees bloomed, they were losing their blossoms already. I'd only been gone 2 days. It was a long, hard winter, but joy has come even to the wilderness this week. And yet, in the background, one is cognizant of other things where joy is not as present. Nepal, Baltimore, school shootings, cancer, suicide, poverty, discrimination, apathy, violence, ignorance, spite, abuse, injustice. We could keep going, of course. We could add sexism, anxiety, broken relationships, and sorrow, disillusionment, distrust, depression, and disregard. And one could also perhaps add questions of where and how and why this church service at 10:15 at St. John's will matter. It's been that kind of week or two, and it's been that kind of time, and it's been that kind of world that we live in, which makes Jesus' words today seem just a little out of place, out of sync with perhaps our reality, out of touch maybe even. What is joy doing here and now in this place like this very place? I suspect the disciples asked the very same questions. After all, these are actually Jesus' farewell discourses, his parting words to the disciples. He's saying goodbye. And yet it's here and now, in that place and time in his ministry, that he offers statements of joy. There's already been the acknowledgement of troubled and broken hearts. And the next chapters will be words about rejection and hatred and abandonment, yet even more joy. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. And later, but now I'm coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. Joy appears misplaced in passages that deal primarily with Jesus' departure and impending death. Joy, you might have noticed, seems vaguely inappropriate when the one that you have relied on, the one whom you've loved and been intimate with and belonging to, tells you they're no longer going to be around. Hard to find the joy. Joy is a marked juxtaposition to the realities that the disciples are facing and that we face many days of our lives. But maybe that's the point, exactly. Because where there's joy in the midst of hardship that Jesus describes, where is the peril going to come? How is it going to touch us if there's still joy there? Where's joy when you need it the most? Is it like those blossoms that we're hiding very discreetly to just pop out? Jesus knows that the presence of joy needs to be heard, needs to be felt. And when you face things that are difficult, you need to be reminded and reminded regularly about joy, because it seems absent. This week, I happened to be in one of those weeks, I guess. I had occasion in several occasions to talk to people and friends that were having difficulty, particularly in their relationships. And I said to one of them, I really just hope that you will be happy. And then I thought, you idiot. This person is not happy. This person is in a deeply, profoundly sad place in their life, and I'm saying, I just hope you'll be happy. How trite, how not real. So I stopped And I looked them in the eye and I said, actually, I don't hope that. And then they got really upset, of course, for a brief moment. And I said, what I actually really hope for is that you will be completely yourself. And in that, you'll find joy in being you, no matter what the relationship, no matter what the situation. I think I still have a friendship. It's too simple to say, let's just be happy. Because that is a vague and moving thing. Joy is not abstract happiness. Joy is elusive, though. True joy is really hard to come by and seems simply impossible when you start down the road of real life. When I was young and at seminary, I remember my friends used to say, Beth, you're so filled with joy. And they would give me little things about joy and all sorts of stuff. And I didn't really understand, and I didn't really feel that way. As life went on and things happened, of course, in my life, I never thought about the joy thing again. I thought they must have just been imagining that. And then everything convulged onto one moment in my life when I had profound grief and sadness in losing a child and losing a relationship and being far away from home. And in that moment of deep and profound sadness and desperation almost, I forgot completely about joy. I didn't even think I would ever have it again. But instead, I focused on the moment and providing joy for the person I cared about most, my child. And in that moment, everything changed. The suffering and the pain was endured, but through it came such joy and grace, despite the outcome, that my life was profoundly changed. Joy sounds easy, but paradoxically, it is hard. It takes work, it takes effort, it takes intention. Definitions of joy are as follows. The emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or that's winning a lottery ticket, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Not that fulfilling, is it? The expression or exhibition of such emotion. Kind of boring. A state of felicity. Ask how many teenagers and young people today what the word felicity means, and you'll see that one's pretty useless. Or a source or cause of delight. Life isn't easy, and we need to be reminded strongly and frequently about joy, just as Jesus reminds his disciples today. What do you need to remind you that joy is present? And if it's not present for you, that it can be present. What do you need around you to tell you that joy is here? What do you need when people are facing you and probably taking away your joy or asking something too much of you that you can't give or saying that your joy is just one of those dreams that you will never realize? What do you need to remind you that joy can be present despite all the things that can suppress it and quell it and make you never remember that you had it, ever? Well, perhaps that's why we're here. Perhaps this is a place for some of you where you experience joy, maybe this morning even. Perhaps a bit of music. Looking at the beautiful atmosphere, talking to someone this morning, receiving the bread and the wine, praying. Maybe just the fact that you're having a nap during the sermon with bringing you great joy because you need it right now. That's what you need. Perhaps you will take something from here and share that joy with others. Perhaps there's no joy to be found here this morning for you, but it's here. It's here in the very essence of God's presence with us. And every single person can feel it. It's why the disciples couldn't believe, or the Gentiles How could they have joy? They weren't the chosen people, and yet they were offered it. The Greek word for grace and joy, they both share the same root. Interesting. And perhaps not surprising. Grace is something that we can't control whatsoever. Grace is something that comes and is given to us. It's a free gift, whether we want it or not. And joy is something we like to say we want, but sometimes can't see it if our life depended on it. Joy may very well be a feeling of grace, the emotion of grace, and perhaps the response to grace. Joy is the indescribable sense that you have when you stand in the face of abundant grace. In other words, admit no matter what's going on, all those things I listed at the beginning, all those things that hurt and harm and show deep pain to us, in the midst of all that, there is grace and there is joy. Joy is an affirmation. It's the guarantee of God when everything else is gone. It's the security of God's love. It's the hope that even in the darkest places, there will be some light. Joy is God abiding in us and us in God. And it's like those blossoms that I've referred to. I had no idea they were ready to bloom. I had no idea the street was going to be filled with joy when I got home. I had no idea that it would affect my day. So, may we, like the spring blossoms, be reminders of joy to those around us. May we hold something deep within us and know the grace is there, that one day, too, it will spring forth through us and touch others. May joy come, even in our wildernesses. Amen.